we needed to take our opportunities in the first half, and we didn't do that. We kicked 8 wides in the first half, and some of the wides, you know, there were balls which were being placed into Michael Murphy, and the quality of the ball going in wasn't good, and the ball went out over the line, I think, on 3 or 4 occasions like that. So we had 8 wides. We needed to be better in that final third yesterday, especially in the first half, the early stages, and we didn't do that. We dropped a couple of short balls into the keeper's hands also, and Dublin were much more clinical. They ended up 9 points and could have had 2 goals, but Mark Anthony made a very good save early on in the match in the first 20 seconds of the game. But second half, in fairness, Donegal came out and battled on, and you know, Dermot Connolly got sent off 10 minutes in the second half, and I thought we had a chance when we got the goal from Ryan McHugh, but we just didn't push on from there.
Yeah, those missed chances in the first half certainly put the pressure on Donegal, because they had the opportunities the same as Dublin, but they didn't seem to have the confidence to go for the point and just put it over the bar.
Yeah, it looked that way yesterday. Miles, Dublin were much more clinical in the final third, and you know, we did create chances, and we had Michael Murphy. We spoke about Michael Murphy being inside, and you know, when you get Michael Murphy inside, you want to get ball inside, you want to get some decent quality ball inside, but the ball that was coming in was overhead, or it went out over the line, and you know, it was frustrating from Michael Murphy, and also from a Donegal perspective, that you know, that we weren't getting that Dublin full back line tested, which to me was probably, you know, the weakest link on that team and the Dublin team. We didn't really test them, and you know, a couple of other poor probably decision making in terms of shot taking. But you know, they came in at half time, in fairness to Donegal, and got back out the second half, and as I said, worked really, really hard, got it back to within 3 points. The goal, I felt, and the sending off of Dermot Connolly could have been 2 huge turning points. We didn't kick on. We had opportunities again to get back to within 2 points, and we just didn't manage to do that. And then we were just once we were pressing on, we were always going to be helping the counter-attack, and Paul Mannion finished superbly near the end, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that's one of the pluses of the subs bench. Everybody keeps talking about the subs bench from Dublin, but it's not just the fact that they have 6 good players to come in. They have a pool of players that they can bring in depending on what's needed at the time, which is an important point.
Absolutely. Paul Mannion would get his place on any team in the country. Mm. I mean, he's an outstanding forward. He took a year out last year. He's back in now this season, but really, really good player. And he came off the bench yesterday, released a strong player. And if you take into consideration, I mean, 3 of their key defenders from last year are not there. Rory O'Carroll and young Jack McCaffrey have taken a year out, and James McCarthy was named yesterday at right half back but has picked up an injury, so those 3 players were out. But it just goes to show you the strength and depth that they have, the likes of Paddy Andrews and the likes of Dennis Bastic, and we spoke with Paul Mannion. Ono Garrick came off the bench. I know he didn't last too long, he picked up a red fairly quickly, but they have a huge amount of young players coming through there, and you know, they're going to be there for a good number of years at the top.
What's going to happen, Donegal, next? You know, where can you see them going? There's one retirement, Colm Anthony McFadden. We'll speak about him in a moment. But do you see others, and do you see a big shake-up in that panel?
Well, listen, I hope not. You know, I think the younger lads coming in will need a lot of those experienced players to be still be about. Listen, possibly 2 or 3 may go. But again, that'll be entirely up to those players. Those players might owe Donegal football absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Over the last 6 years, been absolutely outstanding, and they've given us some good days in Clonus and in Croke Park, and you know, they'll make their decisions themselves over the next couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, and decide what they want to do and what's best for them. I know Colm McFadden, Colm Anthony has announced his retirement, and again, a brilliant servant to Donegal football.
He certainly is. We'll speak about him just now because of the fact that he, you know, top scorer for Donegal and the most appearances for Donegal for a man that was probably written off back 6 years ago.
Yeah, he was written off, yeah, by a lot of people back in 2010, but came back rejuvenated under Jim McGuinness, and what a year he had in 2012, and I mean, was one of the main reasons why Donegal went on to win that All-Ireland in 2012. His performances that year was just unbelievable, and you know, really good left-footed player, really stylish player, and he was averaging big scores in all those games. Himself and Michael Murphy were a real thorn in every defence in the country that year, and you know, disappointed to see Colm retire, but he's a married man now with a young family, and he's given huge service to Donegal football over the last 14 years.
You mentioned about all the panel and what they've given to Donegal supporters over those 6 years. Do people out there even yet understand the commitment that's made by an inter-county player at that level?
They don't, Miles. Not unless you're actually involved, whether you're playing or in the backroom setup, would you know what's really going on. I mean, this is 24/7. It's not just about training two or three times a week and going and playing a match at the weekend. But their whole life revolves around what they should be eating, what amount of rest they should be getting. And it's just, it's a total professional. And as I said, all of those players involved in that there deserve great, great credit. And, you know, we've had a successful period of time. It has been great for Donegal football. We had it back in the 90s. It went to flat for 15 years. And it's come back again. And I think there's a good pool of young players coming through there, Miles, that, you know, Donegal football should be in and should be bright over the next number of years. But it'll take a lot of these older players to remain on there for maybe another couple of seasons just to get these young lads through. There will be players, naturally enough, that's going to go, like Colin Matthey, and whoever decides to go, then it's you know, that they have given great service to the county. There's no doubt about that. But it's huge commitment, mate. Absolutely huge commitment. And it gets tougher when you settle down, when you get married, when the children come along. Very difficult, you know, being away so much and so often over that period of time, you know.
Yeah, you can imagine a parent leaving the house in the morning to go to the gym maybe for 7 o'clock, and a child or a couple of children to be looked after, you know, by somebody left at home, and maybe they're working as well. So it's massive, the commitment that's given.
Well, it is, and, you know, take that and then the sleep patterns and all of this, you know, when you come back and maybe there's a newborn child in the house and very difficult to get sleep, and you're out, you have to go to the gym at 7 o'clock in the morning, then you have to go and do a day's work, and then you have to go training, whether it's on the out kicking or out on a collective training session. Huge, it's just huge, hugely demanding. It's okay for the younger lads in the squad and the lads that haven't, you know, these ties yet, but you know, once you get that bit older, once you hit that 29-30 mark, it's that bit tougher and very, very difficult to maintain. And that's why a lot of people, even though their bodies could probably go on for another couple of seasons, just very, very difficult to maintain that. And you know, that's why players you see now around 31-32 hanging up the boots.
You mentioned there about the good crop coming through. There's been good success at under 21 and minor level for Donegal. So are those players coming through to senior level?
Yeah, I think so. There's been about maybe 6 or 7 in training with the squad. A lot of them that probably didn't get a huge amount of game time. Kieran Gillespie has come in and started a number of games and has done extremely well. He shipped a very, very heavy knock yesterday, and himself and Michael Murphy had a very heavy concussion and probably felt that, you know, he probably wasn't fit to continue, but he battled on, and that would be the tip of Kieran Gillespie. But he's going to be a player for the future, no doubt about that there. And you see the likes of Owen Van Gallagher and Stephen McBrady and all of those guys are well capable. Kieran Thompson came off the bench yesterday. I know Dara O'Connor's been out injured and he's just getting back into it again. So yeah, plenty of good young lads, and like Paddy McBrady, still only 23 years of age. You have Ryan McHugh, you have Owen McHugh, and there's plenty of good young players coming through, and that's going to be important over the next couple of years, that we build on the success we've had over the last 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm. What about Tyrone beaten yesterday? You know, they were thereabouts, a point between them at the end. What did you think of their performance?
I thought it was a very flat performance, Miles. I thought that you know, we didn't see the real Tyrone. We saw it in fits and starts in the Ulster final. We saw it probably in the replayed match against Cavan, but they hadn't maintained it for over that 70 minutes. I know it's very, very difficult, but the sending off had a huge bearing on it. Sean Cavan going off, and you know, Sean Cavan again is another player no more than Colin Anthony McFadden, has given great service to Tyrone, and it would be very unfortunate if that was the way Sean Cavan had the end of his inter-county career in Crow Park by getting those two yellows and getting sent off yesterday. But he's been a brilliant servant to Tyrone, as has Justin McManahan. Justin, I think, when he lasted 15 minutes, he had come off yesterday. But it just looked a flat Tyrone performance. I thought when it went that 2 points up at the end of the first half that they would have kicked on, but it didn't materialise. I know Matty Donnelly and Petey Hart worked really hard and got vital scores at vital times for them, but it just wasn't to be their day yesterday, and hugely disappointing end of the year for Mickey Hart's Tyrone, because after winning Ulster, there was you know, people were saying these are real All-Ireland contenders, and they were, but they just didn't perform yesterday.
Were you impressed with Mayo? Obviously an improvement, and it's been an improvement virtually in every game, so were you impressed with them?
Well, you have to say their semi-final defeat to Galway was hugely disappointing, and you know, the new manager that came in there, Stephen Rochford, was under huge pressure. Not just Stephen Rochford, but also the players, because the players decided that the two managers that were there last year, Connelly and Pat Holmes, that they had to go, so they were gone after bringing them to an All-Ireland final last year, or semi-final. They're back in an All-Ireland semi-final this year. They're on an upward curve. They were going for six in their own Connacht. They didn't win. They didn't get Connacht this year. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Tyrone or Mayo lift this All-Ireland this year. I don't think Dublin are the team to wear. Without those players that I mentioned, I think Mayo are definitely, you know, looking at Lee Keegan yesterday, he was back to his best yesterday. Aidan O'Shea was very, very good yesterday. These players are starting to find form at the right time, and they'll be very, very confident going in playing Tipperary in the semi-final. And listen, I would not be surprised if Mayo went on to win that elusive All-Ireland that hasn't been won since the 1950s.
That's interesting to hear that. Now, would discipline be a problem for Dublin?
I think so, Miles. I think discipline yesterday, and I know Jim Gavin was trying to play it down and that they're not that type of team, but Dermot Connolly has been involved in a lot of the games that he's been playing, and he picked up a yellow card foolishly enough early on yesterday, and he was always walking the tightrope after that, and he got a second yellow one. Left Dublin in a situation with 14 men, and Owen O'Gara is another player that can, you know, easily boil over, and himself and Neil were at Neil McGee at it fairly early when Owen came in, and he also had to go, so they were down to 13 men, and that's something that they'll need to watch, because discipline could cost them, there's no doubt about that.
Have Tipperary any chance at all against Mayo?
Well, I think so. I think they have, but I'm expecting Mayo to win it, to be quite honest. I think Tipperary have done brilliantly to get to the semi-final, and a great, great achievement for them to get that far. But I'm expecting Mayo to win it, and I'm expecting Mayo to get to the All-Ireland final. I think the other semi-final is going to be very, very close. As I say, again, it wouldn't surprise me if Kerry overturned Dublin in that semi-final. Dublin, they have the forwards, there's no doubt about that there. They have the bench, like Paul Mannion and these guys coming off the bench. It's just defensively, I think that's where the Kerry attack could punish them.